Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special source for Arvim Arvim Rati Shiachi, Suschai Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Yudis Basia, and Mesechus Babak, and for Ephraim Ben Rus, and for Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, and for Ram Yosef Ben Chana, Rosh Ben Ezek Ben Baracha, for Racha Bas Geula, Baracha Batzlach Bachomatse Yedehem, the Gemara Mesechus Babak Kaman, Dafayin Aleph Amid Aleph, wants to establish the mission as being Reb Meir. At Gana B'Tavach B'Yom Kippur, he pays 4 and 5. Why? Because Leika Mishalim. So if Leika Mishalim, why don't we also say about Shabbos? Then even on Shabbos, if Gana B'Tavach B'Yom Kippur, he should have to pay in addition to getting the Onesh. And the Gemara answers, if you're going to say that he holds Loka Mishalim, he doesn't hold Mesa Mishalim, and therefore on Shabbos he's not paying the 4 and 5. We learn a Braisa that if Gana B'Tavach B'Shabbos, he pays the 4 and 5, according to Rav Meir. So you see that according to Rav Meir, he does pay the 4 and 5 even on Shabbos. Now it's not only local Mishali, Mesu Mishali. So the Gemara answer is no, it's not a question, because that's Soma Tovecha Ide Acher. You know why he pays the 4 and 5? Because somebody else did the Chil of Shabbos. V'chizecho Ide V'zem Eschayiv. How could Shimon, Shecht, and Reuben have to pay? The Gemara answer is because there's Shlichos by Tvicha. It's like this. By Mechira Zayde Acher, so too by Tvicha Zayde Acher. Mechira, somebody else involved in the sale, so too Tvicha. So we see in the Gemara that even though normally we say Ein Shlich Advar Avera, nevertheless, by Tvicha Mechira, we say Chayev Afil Ayde Shliach, if he has to pay the 4 and 5 Ayde Shliach. We also see in the Gemara that a Ganav is Mischayev 4 and 5 when his Shliach Shechts, even if there's another Avera involved, in other words, even if he does it on Shabbos. And he's chayiv misa b'shchita, so nevertheless, he's considered a shliach. And the mishalach has to pay 4 and 5 for the shchita. We see in Taisim Bav Mitzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, according to one teretz, that where there's no shliach l'dvar avera, the shlichus is batal. K'she'ein shliach l'dvar avera, batal ha'shlichus. So it comes out that by tvich and mechira, yesh shliach l'dvar avera, lo batal ha'shlichus, even if there's another avera involved. So we have to understand the reason for this. Should we say that since the Torah was mechadish that with regard to arav dalad vehe, we say shlich advar avera, so the shlichus is a valid shlichus even if the person is over another avera b'shas hatficha. So even yeah, he's over a Shabbos, and for that he's not a shlich, but for this he's a shlich for the 4 and 5 dalad vehe. Or we say no. According to this sad, the Torah was mechadish. Linyan dalad v'hei. We say yesh liach advar avera. Afilu imavar avera nosef is b'shas hatficha. Even if he's over a different avera, or we say no. The Torah was mechadish. She yesh liach advar avera. Rak linyan esir gneva atzmai. V'lo linyan avera sacheres. Mashachay mishliach shachat b'shabbes. Mishnayv mishagan v'lo tziva l'shliach l'shchot b'shabbes. We say no. That yesh liach advar avera, as far as the tvicha itself, and not if other averas are involved. If other averas are involved, we say in shlich advar avera, and there's no shlichus. But here we're talking about a case where the ganav didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos. Shlich did it on his own. So the chil Shabbos is not part of the shlichus, and therefore we don't say the kol of ein shlich advar avera. So again, we have two tzadim on one side. The Torah was mechadish that he's a shliach for dalad v'hei, even if another avera is involved. And the other side is no, it's talking about where no other avera is involved, because he didn't send him explicitly about Shabbos. If he would send him explicitly about Shabbos, then the whole shlichus would be off. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be where he told him to explicitly to shecht on Shabbos. According to the first side, he's a shliach for the dalad v'hei. And according to the second side, there's no dalad v'hei. Since he's not a shliach in Shabbos, so he's also not his shliach, letting in the dalad v'hei. Because according to the second tzad, he can only be a shliach l'inyan tvicha. And if another aveira is involved, he's not a shliach. He just didn't tell him to do the other aveira, so he's a shliach l'inyan tvicha, l'inyan dal v'hei. But if he'd explicitly tell him to do a different aveira, to do it on Shabbos, then it would be ois shlichus. That's the nafkamina. Mishnah Lamelech brings a raya from the second side, because the Rambam says that if he makes him a shliach, meaning the second side, that it's only if he tells him in general to shecht, he doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, then he's a shliach. If he tells him to do it on Shabbos, then he's not a shliach. As the Rambam says in Geneva, Hilchos Geneva, 3:6, that if you made a shliach to shecht and he shechts on Shabbos, so then the ganav, the mishalech, is chayev dalet vehe. But it's mashmi shecht on his own on Shabbos. But had he told him to shecht on Shabbos, then he wouldn't be chayev. So that's the diuk of the Mishnah Lamelech, that if he would explicitly have told him to shecht on Shabbos, then he's ois shliach. You can't be a shliach to do an avein shliach v'ar avera on Bet Shabbos. So memela, once it's ois shliach l'gabe Shabbos, also not a shliach l'gabe the dalet v'hei. So only when he doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, only then he could be a shliach. Mishnah L'Berach means another ayah for the Rambam, that this is pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that if he tells his shliach to eat besar oila, which is an avera, besides the me'ila, so then normally we say that by me'ila yesh shliach v'ar avera, but if he tells him to do a different avera, like eating the besar oila, it's an additional avera, so then we say, you see, when there's another avera involved, when he tells him to do a different avera, so then it's not no longer a shliach for the me'ila. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. The Torah argues, and the Torah says, Ma pitom. The Torah has a different gears in the Rambam, that Imamish told him to shecht on Shabbos. And the Rambam holds, says the Torah, if he told him to shecht on Shabbos, so we say, Yesh shliach dvar avera. And obviously, al Shabbos, the Shliach is chayv, but al the Dalet V'hei, the Mishalech is chayv. So you see, even if he told him explicitly to do another Aveira, the Shlichus is like Shabbos, the Shlichus is still a valid Shlichus when it comes to the Dalet V'hei, even if there's another Aveira involved. And then the Mishnah Lamelech said, what about the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ila? The other Rambam says, if another Aveira is involved, he's no longer a Shliach. So again, Rav Reuven Grozovsky, this is quoted by, we've been going through the Chiddushim of Hagaon Rav Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, Zecher Tzadik LeBracha. So, the great, his Rebbe was Rav Reuven. He lived by Rav Reuven. Mansi. So, Rav Reuven above Mitzia, Chiddush Rav Reuven above Mitzia, the Simon Yud Gimel is Mitarets, that, based on the Beis Meir, the famous Beis Meir, and Eben Ezra, Sof Simon Hei, Chasim Sofer, and many others, Chuvis, Arachayim, Simon Peidal, Simon Reish Aleph, they are mechadish that by Yisurei Shabbos is not shaykh at all to Hera Shlichus. Because the Icarus of Melech HaShabbos is l'man yanuach, v'chosh HaSam Melech HaRei lo nach kufo. When it comes to Yisurei Shabbos, there is no Hera Shlichus. Because Shabbos is, your body should rest, so if someone else is doing the Melecha, it's your body is resting. Hashem came. So it's only when he does himself, when he's doing it Adei Shliach, it's not Shlichus, because his body is resting. There's no Shlichus by Shabbos. There's no Yisur at all. And see also what Chedusha of Ruvain on Sechetz Kedushin and Simitas. So according to that, we could say that the Rambam says that if another Isser is involved, the Shlichus is Babatal, is only by other Averis, where there's a Din Shlichus. But by Melechus Shabbos, where the Avera doesn't go to the Mishalech, because his body is resting, there's no Klal of Ein Shlichus by Avera. And therefore, we understand that the Rambam says, like the Torah says, that the Rambam holds, and if he says, do shecht for me on Shabbos, so the shlichus is a valid shlichus. Why? Because here we can say, ein shlichus dvar avera. Normally you would say, ein shlichus dvar avera. And once ein shlichus dvar avera, so then the whole shlichus is off. But here you can't say by Shabbos ain't shlichus dvar avera and say the whole shlichus is off, because on Shabbos there's no concept of ain't shlichus dvar avera. Because your body has to rest on Shabbos, that's the yisod. So when there's a shliach, then your body's resting. So we can't say that the shlichus by Shabbos is batal because ain't shlichus dvar avera, because the concept isn't relevant. Your body is resting, so there's no shlichus at all on Shabbos. And Memele the Rambam paskins that he tells him to shecht on Shabbos, so he's a shliach for the Dalet Vehei. Aye, but when it comes to eating Bisar Oila, there we say, Ein shlichus dvar aveira. Once the shlichus is off for the Bisar Oila, the shlichus is also off for the Me'ila. Based on this, we could be doche what the Ktzoi says. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, and in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Chav Gimel Asif Yudalid, Yecholim HaShliach, Yecholim HaShliach HaShoye, B'yad Oivet Kuchavim, Bovad Shizor Milichtov Bo, V'kinyan Aminei, V'ein Shlichus Zechil Oivet Kuchavim, Alichtov V'kona Oivet Kuchavim. A person can give power of attorney in the hands of a guy, but he shouldn't say that there was a kinyan, because there's no Shlichus and Zechiyah for a guy. Rather, he should say, "V'kana oved kuchovin." This machlekes sma taz explained in the Shulchan Aruch. Sma, Sivkon Chafalov says that shebe'emes layasu ha'idim as kinyan sudur b'avur guy. They shouldn't do a kinyan sudur for the guy. The guy should do the kinyan sudur himself, and therefore they write in the shtar v'kana ha'goy, because it's the guy doing the kinyan, not the edim. And the taz says, no, the edim can give their sudur for the guy to be makin it to him. You just shouldn't write Beloshen Ashtar V'kanina Minei, because this Loshen is Mar Al Shlichus. They were kinder for him. Because that would imply that there's Shlichus. Loshen is Mar Al Shlichus, Shekana B'Shvil Amen Shlichus L'Goy. Rather, you should write Kana Goy. In other words, through the Suder of the Edim, through that, he was kind of this chov. So again, Shulchan Aruch says you can't give power of attorney to collect a debt for to a guy. That the Shulchan Aruch says you can give power of attorney to a guy, but don't write that we were kind of from him, because that would imply that we're involved in this, in making him a shliach. Rather, they should write v'kana oved kuchavim. The guy was kind. So the Sma learned that this means that be'emes, the edim, shouldn't do the kinyan sudder for the guy, and therefore they shouldn't write v'kaninim, and we were kinder from him. Because they talk aren't doing the Kenyan Siddur for the guy, for the sake of the guy, that the guy should have this power of attorney. Rather, the guy should do the Kenyan Siddur himself, and therefore they should write, "Kana guy, he was kind. They're not doing it for him; he does it himself. They're not doing it for him." Taz writes, "No. They can." Give their siddur for the guy. And do this kinyan so that the guy should be mischayev. They just shouldn't write b'lashon ashtar v'kanina minei. Because that lashon shows shlichus. They were kinder for him. And there's no shlichus for a guy. Ketzu kinyan, we were kinder for him on his behalf. Because there's no shlichus for a guy. Rather, they should say v'kana a guy. In other words, through the siddur of the edim, this guy is kind of chov plani. So they can be involved. It's not pshat like the Sma says, that the guy does the kinyan on his own, and the edim aren't involved. No. The edim are involved. They give their sudur. And they're involved in this kinyan for the sake of the guy. They should write for Kana Goy, meaning through the Suder of the Edim, the Goy was Kana. So Das Hataz, the Edim, can make the Kenyan Suder on behalf of the Goy. The Edim are making the Kenyan Suder on behalf of the Goy, but they should write for Kana Goy. They shouldn't write v'kenena minei because that shows shlichus, that we're being called on his behalf. And that doesn't look right because ain't shlichus l'goy. But they taka should do the kinyan for him. And according to the Sma, no, they shouldn't do the kinyan for him. He does it himself. It's very difficult to understand the Taz. Since ain't shlichus l'goy, so what does it help if they write v'kana goy? If the goy didn't make the kinyan, the Edom did the kinyan on behalf of the goy to give him this harsha. So the ksos and the kufchav gimel sivkot and hey. It's miyashiv divrei ataz. That they're knowing that the edim to the kinyan sudder is not midin shlichus. Midin evet kinaini, like we see in kedushin. Zayin amar alefim's gemara. That just like an evet kinaini, person can say to somebody else to give money to the adam, be mishachar the evet. So too Ruvain can give kesef to the baal asada in order that Shimon should be kind of the sudder. And so too the edim could be kind of the sudder in order that the goy should be kaina and have harsha. You don't need to come on to shlichus. Midin Eved Kenaini. That the Edom are being kaina on behalf of the guy. It's like you can make a kinyan on behalf of someone else and the Eved Kenaini that he should be freed, or on behalf of the field that it should belong to someone else. The Edom are taka making the kinyan. And that the Shulchan Aruch says not to write for kanina minei is only because they shouldn't write a lashon that's mashma that there's an inyan of shlichus. But b'emes, the guy doesn't have to make the kinyan because the Edom can make the kinyan midin Eved Kenaini without the shlichus. And the Ktzais proves that Kinyan Sudarai de Edim is not midin Shlichus. From Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpah Kuf Tzadei Tzifir Aleph. Ein Koyne B'Shavah is Kinyan Sudar. Im Kano Afa Pisha Asu Averu Kano. You're not allowed to be Koyne B'Shavah as a Kinyan Sudar. And if they did, even though they did an Averu, they're still Koyne. It's Mashmi Divrei HaShulchan Aruch. And it's talking about even in a case where the Edim to the Kinyan, Kamo Shanao. And if we say that the Edim are the Shluchan of the Koyne, how do we say that the Be'evet Chol HaKinyan B'Shavah? Since there's an Issa Rabbanah to make Kinyan on Shabbos, we're saying Shlichut V'Aravera, Tispatel HaShlichus, that's Mishnah Lamelech. Even by an Avera de Rabbanah, we pass Kinyan Shlichut V'Aravera, Shlichus Ritzeach Beis Beis. So what's Pshat? How can the Eidim make the Kinyan? On behalf of the Koine, in Shlichut V'Aravera. Ein Koine B'Shabbos Kinyan Sudim, Kano Af B'Shogu B'Shiyo Asu Avera Kano. It's Mashmah that it's talking about even Goyfin She'Eidim Asu Asa Kinyan, that's the Minig. They didn't make the Kenyan. It's like we're talking about they do for Hashem, so they make the Kenyan on behalf of the guy. So here also they're making the Kenyan. Ayin Shlichut V'Aravera, how does it work? So based on what we said, that if the Shlich was Oven Avera by himself, V'lot Tzivoa Mishaleach Al-Kach. So as long as the Shlich does Avera himself and the Mishaleach is a Mitzaveh, we don't say Shlichut V'Aravera. So in other words, the Ktzos wanted to prove that a Kinyan Sudar Ayid Eidim is a Midin Shlichus. How did he prove it's not Midin Shlichus? From the fact that you can do a Kinyan Sudar on Shabbos, it was a Midin Shlichus, it wouldn't work, ain't Shlichut V'Aravera. So it must be that the Kinyan Sudar is a Midin Shlichus. So that explains, says the Ktzos Pshat in the Taz, that you can have a Kinyan Sudar Ayid Eidim, but it's not Midin Shlichus, Midin Eved Kenaini. So that's the Ktzos learning the Taz. But based on what we said, we can be Doich of the Ktzos. Why? Because if the Shlich was over Naver himself, we learn that if Shlich was over Naver himself and the Mishalech wasn't Mitzaveh, it's not Shaykh to have a klal of Ein Shlich Dvar Aver. So we can say that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Kinyan Sudar Shalas of Shabbos isn't Batal. It's Mashmi Mirai De Eidim. It's not talking about we was Mitzaveh the Eidim to do the Kinyan on Shabbos. He was Mitzaveh them both in Klali. And they did it on Shabbos. And the Mela, we say there is Shlichus. Like the Svar of the Mishneh Lamelech, as long as it wasn't explicit that he's being sent for Shabbos, the Shlichus is a valid Shlichus. That's why if the Shlich Shechs on Shabbos, so the Mishalech has to pay Dalet V'Hei because he didn't explicitly send him for Shabbos. That's one way we could be Darach HaLiktzais. But don't bring the Uriah from there because there it's talking about Shabbos. And where he didn't tell him explicitly to do it on Shabbos. Since he didn't tell him explicitly to do it on Shabbos, in Mele, we don't have a klal of Ein Shlichut V'Aravera. So it could be that it really is a case of Shlichus. So I just wanted to say it's not Shlichus, otherwise it wouldn't work. But it could be that it really is a case of Shlichus. How then does it work? How are the Edom being kind of a Kenyan Sudar B'Shabbos? The answer is they weren't told to do so. Never the Shlichus, a valid Shlichus. Therefore, the Ktzos is raya that it's it's not being done. The king is not being done with her shlichus. It's not a raya. It is being done with her shlichus. And I think Ktzos was bothered ain't shlichus varavera. How does it work? The answer is because they weren't commanded to do it on Shabbos, and therefore it's valid. And based on what the Beis Meir and the Chasam Sofer say, it would appear that we can be doicha the raya of the Ktzos. Afshal litchot et rayat haktzot. How? Because really we can say that Kenyan Sud of the Edom is B'tara Shlichus, unlike the Ktzos. And it's talking about where they commanded him directly, do it on Shabbos. But it doesn't matter, because there is no Shlichus on Shabbos. No need to talk about it. There's no Chesaron of Ein Shlichus V'Aravera, because the Chil Shabbos isn't the Yaches L'Mishaleach. Because his body is Nach. His body is resting, so you can't say, oh, since he sent him on Shabbos, the Shlichus is Batal. No, it's not, because the Mamais is not Messiachis to the Mishalech Bechla. And therefore, really, it is being done by Torah Shlichus. But it still works, and we don't say in Shlichus Varavera, because the Mishalech's body is Nach, is resting. And the Mela could be a valid Shlichus. It's like where Reuven was Mitaritz, the Raya of the Mishnah HaMelech. The Mishnah HaMelech says that that the Torah says that if he commanded him to do it on Shabbos, so then the Mishalech is he commanded to shecht on Shabbos. Mishalech is chayv dehalad vehei. Why is it chayv dehalad vehei? Ah, it's done on Shabbos. Another aver involved. The shlichus is off, like the Mishnah HaMelech proof from Hilchos Meila. The answer is no. When it comes to Shabbos, a different story. Shabbos is a category on itself, because on Shabbos the body of the Mishalech is resting. Therefore, there's not an issue here of the shlichus being batal because ain't shlichus varavera, because it's not shlichus bechla. For this varavera of Shabbos, because the mishalech's body is resting, and the mele, it's only going to be shlichus for the. So you can't say shlichus is batal because it's a shlichus varavera. It's not shlichus bechla, and therefore it's only going to be shlichus out to the dalad vehei. Okay, so this was we recently had another shiur where we said pshat in this Rambam. We were Ma'ayin in this Rambam, and we saw Niflos. Matter of fact, we had two Shirim. Gevaldik, Gevaldik. We saw Torah from the from Shal Alter, the Ger Rebbe. I mean, they don't officially tell, he says not to call him a Rebbe, but Ma'ayin is a Rebbe. And we saw Torah from the Satmar Rebbe, so the Ger and Satmar, the two Hasidios, which don't exactly see eye to eye in every issue. And then we saw another Mahalik from him, and now we see a third Mahalik. This is from Rav Kalevsky, Zatzal, and Reuven Grozovsky, two great literature gainim. So it's nice to take from every community. Baruch Hashem, we all have one Torah, and that's what unites us. All right, so hopefully we'll revisit this Rambam because there's tons more to talk about. And this Gemara, Ayin Aleph and Bava Kama, amazing. Okay, thank you for listening. Shalom.